This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. A group of Santa Fe playwrights come together this weekend in a benefit for the Cancer Foundation for New Mexico. Celebrating Survival features readings of short works about the battles patients and their loved ones face when they confront a cancer diagnosis. It's on stage at the Santa Fe Playhouse. And with us is the organizer of Celebrating Survival, writer Michael Bergen. Michael, great to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, where did the idea for this program come from, Michael?
It came from my own experience. This is the 25th anniversary of my cancer diagnosis and surviving it, and I wanted to kind of mark that. There were some other selfish motives involved. I wanted to work again with the playwrights and actors I'd met at the Playhouse. I've been fortunate to be in their Benchwarmers Short Play Festival 2 times. And there's just so many talented people in Santa Fe in the theater community. And I thought, I want to work with these people. I want to mark the cancer. And I want to benefit a local cancer group. And so I found the Cancer Foundation for New Mexico, and it all came together.
What were the instructions that you gave to these 8 local playwrights?
My perspective was dealing with adversity in some way. I mean, cancer obviously was the focus for most of the plays, but 1 or 2 aren't directly related to cancer. It was more about dealing with adversity, overcoming adversity, facing a challenge, and how that affects people and the people around them.
And obviously, you got a lot of different responses.
I did. There was some very funny plays. I mean, you don't think about having funny plays with cancer, but you know, the one play in particular, it's how people go into denial. The loved ones go into denial when they hear that a relative has a diagnosis. But it was presented in a very, very funny way. Other plays are serious from beginning to end. So it's a mixture. And I had gave it the subtitle of Explorations of Courage, Strength, Laughter, and Love, which sounds very upbeat and positive. But you will see the other side of it. There is that sense of struggle, of fear. And occasionally there's loss. I mean, there's no way around that. So it runs the gamut emotionally, I think.
And how did you choose the playwrights that you asked to be a part of this? Some of them are cancer survivors themselves.
Three of us of the 8 are survivors, and there are other people involved backstage or on stage acting who are survivors. So that was kind of nice to be able to bring in so many survivors. But the playwrights are people that I've worked with at Benchwarmers, the short play festival. And again, the ones who are survivors are bringing that unique perspective to it.
I said this was a staged reading.
Correct.
Explain to us what that is exactly.
The actors will be standing in front of music stands. They'll have the scripts in their hand. They will not be moving around. There won't be the action on stage you might be used to seeing in a full production. In most cases, I think the actors will be off book, which means they'll have everything memorized, but the script will be there in case they do forget something. But we didn't want it to become a full production with huge sets, lots of activity. We want to just kind of focus on the words and on the relationships. For me, as a playwright, that's what I focus on, is the connection between my actors, the characters. And I wanted that to be the focus of these as well, definitely.
Cancer can be a very lonely experience for people who have had a diagnosis. This project is a way for bringing that community together.
Everyone's been touched by it. When we wrote the biographies for the program, I wanted everyone to say, how were you touched by cancer? Was it the loss of a loved one? Was it a loved one who survived? And everybody had a story to tell. In the community, too, as I've gone out trying to get funding or donations of art for the art auction we're doing, I mean, you just see so many people who have been touched by it. And so I feel like this is bringing people together in that sense, as well as for creating the evening of theater. And hopefully that the audience will come and share in that community, too.
Tell me about the Cancer Foundation for New Mexico.
It's primarily for people who don't have the money to come to Santa Fe for treatment. So the foundation will provide for transportation, for housing, for food. And then in a general sense, they're an education organization, just educating people about cancer. They have support groups. It's really an on-the-ground organization. I mean, we all know about the big research organizations that are around. And I could have gone to one of them, but I thought, no, I really, again, that's emphasis on community. I wanted it to be local. I wanted the proceeds to benefit local people. And, you know, hopefully this will help people who already are survivors process, because I think you need the support long after you're told you're cancer-free. You can still have emotional issues. And it'll help the families, too, as they go through the process. And so hopefully we will have more survivors as a result of this effort. That's, you know, a goal. We'll see what happens.
That's great. Writer Michael Bergen has put together Celebrating Survival, staged readings of new works by 8 Santa Fe playwrights to benefit the Cancer Foundation for New Mexico. It's at the Santa Fe Playhouse tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday at 4. For reservations, call 986-1801. Michael, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.